With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Allegations of a White House cover-up surrounding President Biden's libel of Trump supporters as garbage. The White House allegedly pressured stenographers into altering their transcript of Mr. Biden's remarks, making them more favorable to the president, a major breach of protocol. And Senator John Thune says Biden's garbage comments speak volumes.
I think it just reminds the American people of the view, the lens through which a lot of Democrats view Republican voters across this country.
A South Dakota Republican talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Today we'll find both of the presidential candidates in Wisconsin. Their campaigns have spent hundreds of millions on ads in Pennsylvania. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is touring the all-important Blue Wall states.
For many Pennsylvania residents, Election Day can't come soon enough because they've been inundated with political ads. Given the state's importance in the Electoral College vote count, Trump and Harris have poured in more than $500 million advertising dollars on TV, radio, and social media. The state has also seen the candidates visit frequently. Trump has focused on Rust Belt towns and rural areas, while Harris's priority has been on Philadelphia and here in Allegheny County, which includes Pittsburgh. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Gibsonia, Pennsylvania.
Campaigning for Harris in Michigan, former President Clinton admitting the economy was better under Donald Trump than under Biden-Harris. Also at SRNNews.com, Russia's top diplomat hosting his North Korean counterpart amid reports that thousands of North Korean troops are fighting alongside the Russians in Ukraine. Two people killed, a half dozen injured. An early morning shooting during a party in downtown Orlando, Florida. 17-year-old suspect under arrest. Wall Street Dow futures up 126. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on in vitro fertilization.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 85% of adults do not want to see IVF outlawed in their state or in the nation. This is one issue where politics plays virtually no role. 88% of Democrats, 86% of Independents, and 85% of Republicans all say they want IVF to remain legal and available. There are pro-life concerns about the fertility procedure because it involves the creation of multiple embryos, some of which are generally destroyed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greek leaders have revived a long-standing demand for war reparations stemming from Nazi Germany's World War II occupation of the country. During a visit to Greece this week, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier rejected the demand, saying the issue had long been settled. Steinmeier stopped at sites of Nazi atrocities in Greece during his visit. Most of the Greek Jewish population was deported and murdered under the Nazis. This is SRN News. It's off to prison for a man who killed one of the most majestic of birds.
A Washington state man who authorities say killed eagles as part of a wildlife trafficking ring that operated on a Native American reservation in Montana was sentenced to 3 years and 10 months in prison. He must also pay more than $777,000 in restitution. Travis John Branson was part of a trafficking ring that killed at least 118 eagles on and around the Flathead Indian Reservation and sold their parts on the black market. He pleaded guilty to charges of conspiracy and wildlife trafficking. Keith Peters reporting.
Boeing has sweetened its contract offer to striking workers. They'll vote next week on a proposed 38% raise over 4 years. Just last week, they rejected a 35% pay hike. Their union recommends they approve this revised offer. More details at SRNNews.com.